Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here today. I appreciate the song service and appreciate the prayer that's gone before. And I tell you, it's one of those things that we ask for all the time, but, you know, don't stop praying. Pray without ceasing, right? All right, good. I appreciate the words about the Word of God this morning because it's so imperative for us as God's people to be holding to His Word. Here lately, a couple of weeks now, my minds and thoughts have been about the armor of God. You know, we have armor to arm ourselves. And I tell you, it's about time that we start to arm ourselves. This evil days, the evil ways or stuff like that, they're gaining ground. Our churches are diminishing. Our spiritual walks are diminishing. It's time to stand up, stand firm, face the battle ahead. You know, some people would talk about, you know, the church is like a cruise liner going out on the ocean or whatever. It's more like a battleship, y'all. All hands on deck. There's no pleasure rides here. It's time for us to stand up. And God has given us what we need. Amen. Absolutely everything that we need. So real quick, I'm not going to take too much time this morning, but I really want to go to Ephesians chapter 6 and start in verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 says, finally, just like an old preacher, right? Finally, but he ain't done. Says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. In the Lord. Not strong in our strength. Not strong in our might. Strong in the Lord. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You know, hopefully we're not going out in warfare and fighting other people. I know there's people that's actually having to go into combat and actually having to do this. But for the most part, our battle is not carnal. Our warfare is not carnal, Paul would say. It's a spiritual warfare. It's about hearts and minds. It's all the stuff that's around us. It's everything that we see. I tell you, you can't even watch TV now without seeing all the attacks upon everything. It's like I want to shield my children from that. You know, some people say, well, you're just wanting to shelter your children. You better believe I am. I'm wanting to shield them from the evils of this world until they themselves can pick up this armor and adorn it themselves. That's my job as a parent, to shield them from the evils of this world and show them where real strength and their help lies. He says, verse 12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, we're seeing a lot of that nowadays. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Well, I got a newsflash for you. It's always been around. It just seems like it's prancing down on Main Street more now than what it used to be. But the spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, a lot of times people will talk about these things that are going on and this doom and gloom. And some people can start getting burdened down. Some people can start getting fretting. Some people start getting worrisome. But the Word of God is always the good news to the child of God. It's always a wonderful thing for them to hear. Gives them strength. Gives them something to hold on to. Because He doesn't just leave it there. I mean, what kind of message would that be? We got spiritual wickedness in high places. Good luck. What kind of message is that? But he says, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand firm. Total line. No further. He says, stand, therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth. Brothers and sisters, that's why, some people, I've seen a lot of I've heard a lot of sermons on this, and I've read a lot of ratings on this, and they want to try to talk about the armor, about how you put it on and stuff like that. But there's a reason we start with truth. There's a reason we start with this. Because, brothers and sisters, we have to stand on the truth. God's Word is truth. When Jesus was standing before Pilate, and Pilate would ask that question, what is truth? He was staring truth right in the face. Truth. If we don't believe God, I know, I'm not saying we believe in God. I'm saying if we don't believe God, then none of this is going to matter. I'm not an absoluter, but I mean, come on now. If you don't believe God, none of this is going to be any effect to you at all. So we have to stand on truth. That's why he says, stand therefore. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about you with truth. Kind of like that belt or that girdle that kind of binds everything together. This truth is going to hold us together. And he says, having thereon the breastplate of righteousness. Well, the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate, well, it protects this side, protects all the vital organs and everything, and especially this heart. Brothers and sisters, we have no righteousness of our own that we can claim. Isaiah would say our righteousnesses are filthy rags. But we can claim the righteousness of Christ. We can adorn ourselves with the righteousness of Christ and protect this old heart from the battles of the evil things of the devil. And the devil's going to be on us all the time. He's going to try to come at us at our weakest point. And I tell you, he ain't going to show up with a big old horns and nasty teeth with a pitchfork and fire everything around. No, he's going to come looking real good. And he's going to come in the form of temptation. And temptations are going to come around. He's going to be saying things. He's going to be trying to plant those seeds of doubt. You remember the parable of the sower? The word of God that was sown. We need to be like that good ground, our heart that is touched and tendered and worked. But a tender heart needs to be guarded. A tender heart needs to be protected. That's why we need to adorn ourselves with the righteousness of Christ. And keep and guard our heart from all those seeds from the devil. And allow that good seed to find its place. But that breastplate relies upon something to hold it in place. That's why we need to gird ourselves with the truth. Bind it. Proverbs 23:23, I think it is. It said, buy the truth and sell it not. You find that truth, you don't want to let it go. Bind yourself with that truth. And the next one was your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Yes, we're preaching a warfare. Yes, we're talking about a warfare that we're going to receive. But the gospel is the peace that we have with God. If that doesn't bring you peace, I don't know what else will. But our feet shod with the preparation gospel of peace. We need to be preparing ourselves each and every day. We need to be preparing ourselves to walk in a spiritual way. We need to, especially parents, we need to be preparing ourselves so our children can see and lead and see we can lead them by example. You know, probably the biggest lie I ever hear is, you do as I say and not as I do. Good grief. What kind of message is that sending? It's a terrible one. We need to be leading by example. That's why it's a preparation of the gospel of peace. There's some work that needs to be done. There's some preparation that needs to be done. And reading God's word, binding ourselves with this truth, and adorning ourselves with his righteousness, we can be better prepared to face the day. Preparation of that gospel of peace. We need to be walking in a godly way. We need to be leading by example. It's not just for children. It's for everybody around us. You know, we could be an influence to others that we may not even know. Well, if we're going to be an influence, let's be a good one. Let's be a good influence and lead those that are maybe struggling in life. And they may be going through tough times, but they see you going through some of the same struggles. But you're not falling apart. You're not going crazy. You're standing firm. Why are you standing firm? Peter would say, be ready to give an answer to those that ask the hope that is within you. Talk about the hope that is within you. Let's live it. Let's have that have our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Verse 16, and he says, above all, above everything else, all that he's talked about, above all, taking the shield of faith. That faith that the Lord grants us in the new birth, that faith, that free gift that we have. How much is your faith? Well, it can be strengthened. Yes, we need to add to our faith. We need to grow in our faith. Everything, you know, because You remember when the apostles were in the ship and they were in the storm and Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship asleep? And they came to him and woke him up and said, Lord, carest thou not that we perish? You know, we sang that song, God will take care of you. He cares for us. Yes, he cares. He cares so much. He cares more than anything. And he got up and he rebuked the wind and the waves. And he said, oh, ye of little faith. I think one of you says, "Where? How come you have no faith?" When we're adding to our faith, it's like that shield can get bigger and bigger. And our shield that is faith, a shield of faith, we're going to be taking that and having faith in the Lord, believing that God will do what he says and knowing that he is God. We can have it. We can hold it. We can hold it up high. And he says, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewithal you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Because I tell you, one tool that Satan loves the most is discouragement. Discouragement. If he can get a little toenail in and work a little bit of discouragement in, he can just keep adding and keep chipping away. And next thing you know, you're falling apart. Hold that shield of faith. Our faith in our God, believing he is God. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask or think. He is God of all. Holding it up and quench those fiery darts. Because they're going to be hurled. They're coming. And especially us parents, we can hold that shield and our shield bigger and bigger and bigger. We can shield and help protect our family. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith, whether y'all should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation. Helmet of salvation? What does a helmet protect? It protects our head. It protects our mind, our brain. And if we adorn ourselves with his salvation, the salvation of God has come to the cross, died upon it, and destroyed death and hell, has secured our place in heaven. Brothers and sisters, how much peace does that bring to your mind? Adorn yourselves with that helmet of salvation. Protect your mind, because remember, discouragement's going to come. The devil's going to come and try to whisper in your ear. How can you be a claim yourself a child of God and do what you just did? Remember, a breastplate of righteousness. All I can claim is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And his salvation is so great. His salvation cures all. There's no other better salvation out there. If not by Jesus Christ, then I have no hope at all. That's why I can guard my mind. No matter what comes away, I can adorn myself with that helmet of salvation and keep my mind focusing on him. And then he says, and the sword of the Spirit. The sword of the Spirit. And he says, which is the Word of God. All these pieces of armor that we've been talking about are defensive pieces of armor. Now, the sword can deflect, can defend, yes, but also it's an offensive weapon. We can use it to cut through the lies. You remember when Jesus was tempted of the devil after he'd hungered, after he'd fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. He was a man. He was verily God, but he was verily man. Can you imagine how hungry you'd be after 40 days? Yes, he was hungry. And that's when the devil came and tempted him. So don't you know that he's going to come at your weakest point? Don't you know he's going to come when you're hungry, when you're thirsting, when you're at your weakest? And the first thing he attacked was the Word of God. But Jesus responded, and I believe with all my being, he responded with this for our benefit. He's God. All he had to do was snap his fingers and the devil would have been gone. But he responded with Scripture as an example to us on how to wield the sword of the Spirit.
Amen.
Now, Jesus didn't just start quoting Scripture, just random things. I mean, it's a wonderful thing to be able to quote Scripture and know some Scripture or whatever, but appropriate Scripture. The devil tempted him with, make these stones bread. And Jesus cut right to the heart of the matter. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Because, brethren, if we're living like we should, following the Lord and doing as His commandments, He will take care of us. I know that for a fact, because even when I don't live the way I should, even when I do fall flat on my face, I can still call upon Him and He hears, because He cares for His own. Oh, but the blessings of doing as we should, walking as we should, trying our best to follow in His footsteps. Oh, the blessings are just overflowing. So we take all these pieces of armor for our warfare that's coming. There's no doubt it's coming. But if you notice one little key detail, all this stuff is from the front. I didn't hear anything about a back plate, because we're supposed to face the battle. We're supposed to stand firm. If you had an army of soldiers, you wanted them to face the battle. Those that you put on the front lines, you wanted them to face the battle. You didn't want them to retreat. Brothers and sisters, when we drop the shield of faith, when we throw our armor off so we can run away from the battle, that's when we're going to get hit in the back. That's when we're going to get taken down. Adorn ourselves with the armor of God and face the day. Face the wiles of the devil. Because we're relying upon God in His strength, in His might, believing that He is God and holding that shield up high, and not worrying about what's going on behind us. Because if we're facing the battle, the Lord has our back. We don't have to worry about what's going on behind us when we're doing what the Lord says. Holding that shield of faith. Adorning our helmet of salvation. Remembering the salvation of God. We're able to toe that line and stand firm against the evil days. So when he said finally, back in verse 10, he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We have armor to wear. I'm thankful it's not a physical suit of armor that I've got to put on every single day. That would get hot down here in southeast Alabama. But we can start our day. And if you need to, even kind of go through some motions. Getting that belt, that girdle, binds everything together with that truth. Feet shod with preparation of gospel of peace. Breastplate of righteousness. Helmet of salvation. Above all, taking the shield of faith. And arming ourselves with the Word of God. So yes, I appreciate what we said about the Word of God this morning. It has everything we need. Amen. To combat the evils of this day. Situations that would arise. Yeah, the naysayers will say, well, it don't tell me how to change a tire. It doesn't tell me how to do my taxes. Nope. But it tells us what mindset we need to be in, who we can pray to when we're in need of help, and what we need to do as a child of God. So, child of God, let us try each morning to spend some time with the Lord, with the Word of God, reading His Word, taking it in. And adorning ourselves with His armor that He's given us to protect ourselves from the evil day. May the Lord bless you.